The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 543.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a TV journalist and a blogger, and I'm really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Hwang Kim Kung. Kim, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm doing absolutely fantastic, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I am a TV reporter, anchor, and I'm also a blogger. I run a fashion and lifestyle blog, colorandchic.com. I actually started that in college and then watched it grow into what it is today. And I'm a Vietnamese American, grew up in Texas, moved to a couple different states because of working in the TV industry, but absolutely loving what I do now and really excited to share some things I've been able to take with me from all the lessons I've been able to learn and just really, really share that and hopefully encourage other women.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Kim, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
So my favorite is actually "Fortune favors the bold," which is a Latin proverb. And I've always loved it. I think I first heard it when I was about 10 years old. And it really stuck with me just because I really believed if you are bold enough to go out there and do something, whether it's a little risky or not, you will be rewarded in the long run. And I think for me, having been a figure skater when I was younger, risk taking was definitely part of it. When you go up for a jump, you don't know if you're going to land or not all the time. Sometimes you fall, sometimes you land. But that's when I first started really taking risks. And I've been able to do that throughout college and with my career. So that's definitely my favorite quote.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So to me, self-confidence is really being aware of who you are and the value you bring to others. So I used to be actually very, very shy when I was younger. There must have been a reason figure skating clicked with me, because I was able to perform and, you know, make the audience feel something without ever opening my mouth. You know, it's a visual art. And I've always wanted to be a journalist since I was very, very young. I think it kind of started when I was 4 or 5, and my mom, being a psychologist, realized, you know, shyness and wanting to be a journalist doesn't really match. So she put me into pageants, and, you know, that really helped grow my self-confidence. And for me, that was just, you know, so important to really realize who you are, what you have to offer. And if you've got those two things, you can always rely on them and you can put your best foot forward.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, so I mentioned I used to figure skate when I was younger. I did it competitively for about 11 years. And like I said, I was very, very shy. And my mom, being a psychologist, was obviously, she knew this was not going to work if I wanted to be a journalist. So she put me in pageants. And the first time I remember, we had no idea what we were doing. It was a pageant called National American Miss. And that first year, I remember getting third runner-up out of, I think, like maybe 200 girls. And I was like, oh my gosh, this was really cool. And so I came back the next year because I'm competitive, and I got third runner-up again. And the next year, I remember sitting down and telling my parents, I was like, okay, third runner-up is just not going to cut it anymore. And so we worked really hard on public speaking, my interview skills. You know, I would practice questions with my mom. She would be driving me to skating practice, and I would be in the passenger seat. She would be asking me questions, and I would answer them for her. And over time, as I did pageants, they really helped me grow into the confident woman I am today. I mean, I did pageants for about 10 years, and that's really what, you know, really, really did it for me. It made that, I had that click, that transformation. But yeah, before, I remember just being scared to even talk to strangers. And now, you know, as a journalist, I talk to strangers all the time. I knock on doors, I run up to people and ask them questions, try to find out what's going on, finding the truth. So yeah, it's been a pretty crazy journey.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that, you know, pageants give you that discipline, you know, to go out there, put yourself out there, especially, you know, talking in front of a big audience, right? I'm sure when you first started, it was like butterflies in your stomach, but with practice and preparation, it becomes, you know, less scary, and you become more confident because you've been doing it for so long. And because of that, what's your life been like?
It's been a whirlwind. I remember when I, you know, from the very first pageant I did to ultimately competing at Miss USA, very, very different. You know, this a smaller pageant, a smaller state pageant, and then all of a sudden representing a state at Miss USA, which is, you know, a very, very big deal and actually a dream I had that I never thought would happen. And just, you know, having to prepare for Miss USA was just on a different level. I mean, I was working as a local journalist, but when you're working as a local journalist, you're really involved in local news, hence the local part. So when I wasn't at work, I was spending all of my time reading national and international news, making sure I was staying up to date, forming opinions on everything that was happening. And I think for me, being able to form an opinion on something and know how I feel about it really made me more confident. You know, when I was stepping on stage for On Stage Question, you know, a lot of us, there is really no way of preparing other than just reading, being up to date and being informed because you have no idea what they're going to ask. So being able to stand up there and feel good, like throw it at me. I can handle whatever you want to throw at me. I can answer this question. I can do it confidently. That transformation has been huge. I know I feel it because I live it, but I'm sure for my parents, seeing me go from this tiny, shy little girl to, you know, standing on stage and, you know, shouting at the top of my lungs, my name, my state, my age at Miss USA was definitely a moment for them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's great that you were able to, you know, compete for Miss USA, you know, from just like doing this because you just, your mom just wanted you to get out of your shyness. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy the journey that you've been, right? Which I think is great. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say to figure out who you are. I think that's really the biggest thing for me in pageants. I remember one time there are pageant coaches and someone asked me, they're like, what are the three things you care the most about? You can always fall back on those three things. And I feel like that's kind of something I brought to real life. You know, when I go to job interviews and if they're not asking me about news, they generally always like, you know, what's keeping you busy? What are you about? What are you passionate about? And once you figure out what you love and can work toward that, I think it gives you a certain confidence. At least for me, I have this motivation, especially, you know, growing up in a family of immigrants. My whole family immigrated here from communist Vietnam. I knew I had to work hard and I had that drive. So for me, discovering who I was, what I was passionate about. So it was at the time pageants, figure skating, and then TV journalism. It just really propelled me. You know, personally, I felt like I had no other option than to succeed because of all the sacrifices my parents went through. So I think if you can figure out what you truly love and what you want to do, you can find self-confidence in that because you can become an expert in that field. You can read about it, know everything you can about it. And when you have that knowledge, I feel like it just really empowers you. And, you know, it makes you put your best foot forward, whether it's in life or your job or your personal relationships. It really, really does empower you.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And yeah, I always believe, you know, if you do something you love, like the confidence just comes out because it's like effortless. And even if you have days where you feel like you don't even want to do it or get frustrated or get confused, like you just keep going at it because it's just something you genuinely love and, you know, everything will just fall into place. So I really love that tip that you mentioned. And Kim, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your blog, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. So my blog is colorandchic.com. And then you can find me on Instagram at HKKung. It's HKCUNG. And then on Twitter, I have my TV, my journalist account. So that's Kim Kung TV. Pretty easy and straightforward. But yeah, I would love to connect with others. Always feel free to reach out to me. I remember when I was younger, I reached out to a bunch of people and was always like, hey, I really admire you. You know, I'm a student and I don't really have too much to offer you, but I could do this if, you know, you let me, you know, hang out and learn this from you. And so I love to help out because I know so many other incredible people gave me the chance to either listen in or just follow them around. And through that, I gained so much insight and experience. So would be more than happy to do that for others.
Thanks for sharing that. To our listeners, if you want to connect with Hwang Kim, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Hwang Kim's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Tao of Self-Confidence.
Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.